R. Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
The Blue Ridge Music Trails seeks to share authentic musical experiences and traditions of Western North Carolina. Frequently, that means keeping folks updated about the next live concert or festival. But for this episode, we went back in time. The Southern Appalachian Archives and the Ramsey Center for Appalachian Studies at Mars Hill University hold some of the most well-known instruments from our musical past. Today, we want to tell those stories and share those sounds with you. Bascom Lamar Lunsford's name is synonymous with musical folklore, collection, and appreciation. He founded the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, the oldest folk festival in the United States. He recorded hundreds of songs and stories for the Library of Congress and Columbia University, and he helped establish a sense of respect and appreciation for Western North Carolina's music and culture. Lunsford's main banjo in his later life was a Gibson RB-100, made sometime around 1949. This banjo can be seen on the cover of Lunsford's album, Minstrel of the Appalachians. Here's how the banjo sounds on one of Lunsford's signature tunes, Mole in the Ground. Also in the collection is what Lunsford called his D-horned fiddle. Explanations of this nickname vary, but the violin was built without corners and more closely resembles a guitar in shape. Made by J.A. Roberts of North Buncombe County, the instrument features a top made from a spruce log taken out of the Swannanoa River in 1916. The violin was refurbished by Roger Hall of Mars Hill, North Carolina in 2017 as part of programming to celebrate the 50th Bascom Lamar Lunsford Mountain Music Festival. Listen to the instrument play Home Sweet Home. Lunsford also performed on and recorded with a mandolin banjo that he purchased in Chicago in the 1930s. Built by William Garrick of Rhode Island from a design patented in the 1880s, this less common instrument features a traditional mandolin-style body attached to a traditional five-string banjo neck. The instrument sound is mellow like an oval-hole mandolin, but allows a banjo player to employ standard banjo technique. Enjoy Lunsford using his mandolin banjo to accompany himself on the song Drinking of the Wine from his album Music from South Turkey Creek.
Drinking of the wine, 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 drinking of the wine, holy wine, you ought to be there 4,000 years, drinking of the wine. Drink it, member, drink it free. It flows from the root of a tender tree. You ought to have been there 4,000 years, drinking of the wine.
Fiddlin' Bill Hensley was born in Happy Valley, Tennessee. His family moved to North Carolina when he was a child, and he lived and fiddled in North Carolina for the rest of his life. Hensley grew up playing for log raisins, corn huskings, quilting parties, hog killings, and many other community events. He was a frequent performer at Asheville's Mountain Dance and Folk Festival organized by Lunsford. Twice in the early 1940s, Hensley fiddled on movies in Hollywood, played on the radio in New York, and performed at the National Folk Festival in the late 1930s and early 1940s. Hensley called his fiddle, which he obtained from Tennessee Governor Bob Taylor, Old Calico. Hensley placed two rattlesnake rattles, both with 10 buttons each, in the body of the fiddle. Legend has it that the fiddle accompanied Hensley to prison after a conviction of second-degree murder. And his last words asked his daughter, "Did you get Old Calico?" Listen to this instrument playing a Western North Carolina standard, Billy in the Low Ground. We also enjoy the Gibson RB250 banjo of Obie Ramsey. Ramsey was an instrumentalist and singer from Madison County. He was unusual among old-time musicians, however, in that he became even more widely known during his lifetime in the larger pop music world than with the traditional music circles. With an idiosyncratic banjo style and a distinctively expressive tenor voice, he was a songster in the tradition of recording artists from his youth. His repertoire combined ancient ballads associated with his native Madison County with old-time dance tunes and topical songs. Obrey's wife purchased the banjo new for Obrey from Dunham's Music House in Asheville around 1954. Well constructed and properly cared for, an instrument will outlive generations of musicians that play it. Many of the instruments that have influenced our music still sing long after their owners have gone on. Special thanks go to Dr. Karen Parr of the Southern Appalachian Archives for her assistance in recording these instruments and providing history and context about them. Thank you also to Troy Harrison for sharing the sound of Obie Ramsey's banjo. You heard Troy Harrison on banjo and Brandon Johnson on fiddle and guitar. Now, it's your turn to add to the musical legends of the mountains.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.